Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today's program will feature the swing music of Charlie Barnett, Jimmy Lunsford, Lionel Hampton, Benny Goodman with singer Peggy Lee, Fletcher Henderson, and Woody Herman. Charlie Barnett was the rare swing band leader who was born into a very wealthy New York City family. He went to boarding schools where he learned to play piano and saxophone. When the swing era ended, Barnett had the luxury of being able to retire from music. He spent the rest of his life golfing, boating, going to the races, taking world cruises, and being a playboy. It must be nice. We'll start this first set with K-Star singing You Always Hurt the One You Love, then Blue Juice, and one that commemorates a small town near Columbus, Ohio, Zanesville, Zozio, Zzzz. A sleepy town, maybe.
So
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz going on your radio. While the Jimmy Lunceford Orchestra was on tour in Seaside, Oregon in 1947, Lunceford collapsed while signing autographs at a music store. He died of a heart attack 2 days later. Apparently, Jimmy and several members of the band ate at a restaurant where the white owner was not happy about serving black musicians. Rumors circulated that the restaurant owner may have poisoned them, but nothing was ever proven. Here's the Lunceford Big Band with Frisco Fogg, Annie Laurie, and Keep Smiling, Keep Laughing, Be Happy. Vocal by trombonist Trummy Young. Thank you.
living. Let's keep laughing. Let's be happy. Ho, 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 ha. Let's keep smiling. Let's keep laughing. Let's be happy. Ho, 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 ha. Keep smiling and keep laughing. Keep punching and everything will be all right. Let's keep smiling. Let's keep laughing. Let's be happy. Ho, 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 ha.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Lionel Hampton was born in Louisville, Kentucky in 1908. His father disappeared during World War I, and he moved around a lot with his mother, finally settling in Chicago. As a teenager, he learned to play the drums and xylophone. He was a very innovative drummer with several bands until Louis Armstrong invited him to play the recently invented vibraphone on some recordings. So, the first important vibraphonist in jazz was born. He was invited by Benny Goodman in 1936 to play in his small combo, one of the first times white and black musicians performed on stage together. Hampton left Goodman in 1940 to start his own big band. He downsized the orchestra about 1945 and led various bands until he passed away in 2002 at 94. Hampton had an incredible eye for talent and hired many young musicians who went on to huge careers in jazz. Lined up are two instrumentals by the Hampton Orchestra, The Lamplighter and Overtime. Then Lionel and the band singing Hey Baba Rebop.
Thank you. Say if you can't say rebop, keep your big mouth shut. Saying hey, bop, rebop.
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 Yes, your baby know. Mama's on the chair. Papa's on the cot. Baby's on the floor blowing his natural top. Saying hey, bop, rebop.
Hey, bop, rebop.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging away. In 1941, Benny Goodman found himself without a girl singer when Helen Forrest handed in her notice. Goodman was staying at the Ambassador Hotel in Chicago, where Peggy Lee was working with the trio at the Buttery, the Ambassador's nightclub. Goodman invited 22-year-old Lee to audition, and she got the job. Peggy admitted that she was scared to death for 3 or 4 months. She completely froze at her first recording date. Well, she finally got over her fears and developed into a great big band singer. Here's Peggy with Benny Goodman on That Did It, Marie, Winter Weather, and Irving Berlin's You're Easy to Dance With.
Rising to 105 when all the cats gave out the jive. Read this, 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 that, that, that. That did it, Marie. Dig that sax, you jumpin' jacks. It does that 88 ascension. Jump, jump, jump it to that trumpet. Satch is gonna blow a batch of riff. They called me Squarey when I walked in at 8, but 12 o'clock they called me Gage. Read this, 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 that, that, that. That did it, Marie. Thank you. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Can get together. There's nothing sweeter or finer when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. James Fletcher Henderson was born in Cuthbert, Georgia in 1897. His parents were both teachers and his mother taught him to play the piano. He went to Atlanta University and graduated with degrees in chemistry and mathematics in 1920. Henderson moved to New York City to find work as a chemist, but his race limited his prospects, so he turned to music. Lucky for us. After going on tour with Ethel Waters, Henderson started his own band. He played at the Roseland Ballroom for 10 years. In 1924, Louis Armstrong joined for a year. Henderson was not a good businessman, and the band broke up in 1934. Henderson sold many of his charts to Benny Goodman, who later became very popular. Henderson reformed the orchestra, but it broke up for good in 1939. So he joined Benny Goodman as pianist and arranger. He suffered a stroke in 1950 and passed away 2 years later at 55. Lined up are three instrumentals by the Henderson Orchestra: Sing You Sinners, Fats Waller's Stealin' Apples, and Riffin'. Thank you. You're Swinging with the Doctor. The classical composer, Igor Stravinsky, had expressed admiration for Woody Herman's First Heard in 1946, so Herman commissioned Stravinsky to write the Ebony Concerto for the band. When it was performed at Carnegie Hall, it met mixed reviews, mostly negative. Herman stated that he had no more right to play it than the man in the moon. Here's the First Heard of Woody Herman with Your Father's Mustache, Bijou, and Wild Root.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.